Welcome in. Today we're building a dub-style space system in Ableton Live that gives you vintage tone, but with modern control. Think classic dub and jungle vibes, springy rooms, dark echoes, that sense of air moving with the groove. But we're doing it in a drum and bass context, so the drums stay punchy and the low end stays clean. By the end, you'll have two return tracks you can use in basically any DNB session, one return for a tight, dark dub chamber reverb, and one return for a tempo lock dub echo delay. And the key modern trick is this. We'll sidechain duck both returns so they get out of the way when the drums hit. That's how you get huge vibe without washing out your drop. Before we touch any effects, quick prep. Set your project tempo somewhere around 172 to 175 BPM. Have a simple loop playing, kick and snare, hats or shakers, a bass sound like a Reese plus sub, and if you've got one, a vocal hit or stab. DNB is fast. So the exact same reverb settings that feel amazing at 120 can turn into fog at 174. We want to dial everything to rolling rhythms. Now let's create our return tracks. In Ableton, make sure you can see the return section. In arrangement, don't confuse the key that shows automation lanes with returns. You're looking for the actual return tracks area. Insert two return tracks. Name return A dub chamber and return B dub echo. Little coaching note on gain staging right here, set both return faders at 0 dB as your starting point. We're going to control the amount of effect mostly with the send knobs on each track. That keeps your workflow consistent and it's how most people mix with sends. If later you notice your returns are peaking too hot, try turning down the output inside the devices, like the reverb or delay output, rather than yanking the return fader down. It preserves the feel of your send knob positions. Also, one beginner gotcha. Make sure your returns are actually going to the master. Some setups can end up in sends-only type behavior depending on routing and templates. Unless you intentionally routed returns somewhere else, you want them hitting the master so you can actually hear them. Cool! Let's build return A first, the dub chamber. On return A, add devices in this order, EQ8, then hybrid reverb, then saturator, then compressor. Start with EQ8. This is your low-end protection. Turn on a high-pass filter at about 180 Hz, and set the slope to 24 dB per octave. If your tune is extra bass-heavy, push that up to 250 Hz. The goal is simple. Do not let your reverb generate low-end mud. While you're here, listen to your hats and snare. If things get splashy or harsh once the reverb comes in later, a gentle dip around 3.5 to 6 kHz can help. Just a couple dB. Nothing extreme. Next. Hybrid reverb. This is where we get modern control with a vintage vibe. Because this is a return track, set mix to 100% wet. Now choose an algorithmic type that feels like a room or a plate. We're not doing huge halls. Keep the decayer time around 0.8 to 1.6 seconds. In DNB, that's the sweet spot for space you feel without turning your groove into blur. Now set pre-delay to around 12 to 25 milliseconds to start. Here's an important teacher tip. Pre-delay is your transient protector. If you send your snare to the reverb and suddenly the snare feels less snappy, increase the pre-delay. Often, at 174 BPM, 20 to 35 milliseconds gives you that separation where the transient hits first, then the room answers it. A quick check. Mute return A. If muting it makes your snare suddenly feel way bigger and cleaner, your reverb is probably sitting on top of the transient. Increase pre-delay or shorten the decay. Next, make it darker. Set damping or high cut to somewhere around 6 to 9kHz. And if hybrid reverb has its own low cut, set that around 200hz as an extra safety net. If you want extra vintage chamber character, you can blend in a convolution layer, but keep it subtle and choose short rooms or small chamber impulse responses. We want tight and vibey, not cinematic. Now add saturator after the reverb. This is a classic trick. Saturate the reverb return. Not the dry sound. Set drive around 1.5 to 4 dB. Turn soft clip on. What you're listening for is the reverb tail feeling more printed and dense, less clean and sterile. Optional flavor move. If you want a hint of springish twang, you can boost a tiny bit around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz before the reverb, like plus 1 or 2 dB, and then let the saturation after the reverb give it that forward, slightly honky character. Keep it subtle. If it sounds like a telephone, you went too far. Now the modern control part, add a compressor after the saturator for sidechain ducking. Turn on sidechain, and set the input to your kick and snare bus, or your drum group. If you don't have a drum bus, just choose the track that has your kick and snare, or even the full drum group, if that's easiest. Set ratio around 3 to 1 up to 5 to 1. Attack fast, around 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 180 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you see about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction when the drums hit. What you're going for is, the room blooms in the gaps, but politely steps back on the hits. If the ducking feels too pumpy, reduce the ratio or back off the threshold so it ducks less. If the room still crowds your drums, shorten the release so it recovers faster, or just lower the send. And if you want the chamber to breathe with the snare specifically, sidechain from snare only. That can sound really intentional indeed, NB. Nice. Return A is done. Now return B. The DAB echo. On return B, add echo, then EQ8, then compressor. Optionally add utility at the end. In echo, set mixed 100% wet because, again, return track. Turn sync on. For time, start with a simple 1/4 note or 1/8 dotted. If you want that jungle skank vibe, try 3/16 or 1/8 dotted. Those timings can create that rolling answer rhythm without being too predictable. Set feedback around 20 to 40% at first. We're staying controlled. You can always push it later for a throw. Now filter the delay. Low cut around 200 to 350 Hz. High cut around 4 to 7 kHz. In DNB, filter delay reads as energy and motion without stepping on your sub. Add a small amount of modulation. Keep the rate low and the amount subtle. You want movement, not seasickness. If echo has character or noise controls, a tiny touch can give you that tape-ish edge, but don't overdo it. Next, EQ8 after echo. Yes, we're filtering twice sometimes. That's normal. High pass again around 250 Hz if needed. And if the repeats poke your ear, dip a couple dB around 2 to 4 kHz. Now add a compressor for sidechain ducking, same concept as the reverb. Sidechain from drums, or even just from the snare or kick depending on what you want. Aim for around 2 to 5 dB of ducking on hits. Here's a cool advanced-ish variation that still feels beginner-friendly. Duck the reverb from the snare, but duck the delay from the kick. That keeps the pocket super clean and makes the two effects feel like they're reacting differently, which sounds more intentional. Optional utility at the end. Control your width. If the mix starts feeling facey or too wide, pull width down to 80 to 120%, or go old school dub and make the delay more mono. Bring width closer to 0 to 50%. Mono delay can make the center feel solid while still giving you motion. Alright, now we've built the dub chamber and dub echo. Let's actually use them. Start by keeping all sends down, then bring them up one element at a time while the loop plays. First, snare or clap. Send a moderate amount to the chamber. You can think roughly in the range of minus 12 to minus 6 dB on the send, depending on your track. The exact number isn't important, the vibe is. You want the snare to feel like it sits in a space, but the transient stays strong. For the echo on snare, use it more as a throw than a constant thing. Start low or even off. Then we'll automate it for specific hits. Break layer, like an amen or chopped break. A little chamber can glue it nicely. Keep it subtle. The break already has its own ambience baked in a lot of the time, so you're just adding a shared room to make it feel like it belongs with your clean drums. Hats and shakers. Tiny chamber send only. If you send hats too much, the groove gets smeary fast. Usually very little echo on hats, unless you're going for a special effect. Vocal one-shots or stabs. This is where the echo becomes the star. Push the echo send up for those classic dub throws. Chamber can add depth too, but again, keep it controlled. Now bass. Generally, avoid sending sub to reverb and delay. That's rule number one for clean DNB space. Keep low end out of the effects. If you want your reese to have ambience, send only the mids and highs. An easy workflow is to duplicate your bass track. High pass the duplicate so it's mostly mid-range texture, then send that to the returns while your clean sub stays dry and solid. If you find things still cloud up even with filters on the returns, raise the high pass filters further. There's no prize for keeping your reverb low cut at 180 if your mix wants 300. Use your ears. Now let's make it musical with arrangement moves. This is where it stops being effects and starts beating performance. First move, delay throws at phrase ends. Every 4 or 8 bars, pick one hit, often the last snare of the phrase, and automate the echo send up just for that moment, then slam it back down immediately. That single throw can make a loop feel arranged. Second move, chamber bloom into the drop. In the bar or two before the drop, increase the chamber send slightly on the break or snare so the space lifts. Then right at the drop, pull it back so the drop hits dry and punchy. That contrast is everything. Third move, space mute for punch. Right before the drop, Quickly pull down the return faders or mute the returns for a beat or a bar. Then bring them back after the drop lands. When the room disappears, the dry drums feel huge. When it comes back, everything feels alive again. Quick common mistakes to avoid while you're doing this. 1. Sending full range bass to these effects. That will blur your low end and weaken your drop. Keep sub dry. 2. Reverb decay too long. If you're sitting at 3 to 6 seconds in fast DNB, it will smear the groove. Keep it under about 2 seconds most of the time. 3. No sidechain ducking. Without ducking, the space fights your drums. Ducking is the cheat code. 4. Overly bright tails. Bright reverb and delay can mask your hats and snare crack. Darken with high cuts and gentle EQ. 5. Never automating. Dub space is about movement. Throws, blooms, mutes. Now let's do a quick mini practice exercise you can finish in about 10 to 15 minutes. Build return A and return B exactly like we did. Load a simple two-step drum loop and add a break layer. Then create three automations in arrangement view. Automation 1. On the snare, automate the echo send so you get one throw every 8 bars. Make it the last snare of bar 8. Push the send up for that hit, then bring it back down immediately. Automation 2. On the break, automate the chamber send to rise slightly during a 4-bar build. Automation 3. Automate the return of fader to dip right at the drop, then come back after 2 bars. Export or bounce 16 bars and listen back. Ask yourself, are the drums still punchy? Does the space move with the groove? Is the low end still clean? If it's cloudy, raise the high-pass filters on the returns, reduce reverb decay or reduce delay feedback. If it feels like the space is stepping on the drums, increase pre-delay a bit and check your sidechain settings. One last upgrade idea: if you want to feel like you've built a real instrument, map a few macros so you can control the whole space system quickly. This audio version is shortened for playback.